Hello?
Good afternoon. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This afternoon, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, with which political party are you registered? Is it Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Republican.
Thank you very much. Now, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mailing ballot, you can indicate so as well. The options we have are: I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I'm registered, but I haven't researched yet.
And so how should I record your answer?
I don't know. I have to talk to someone. I didn't even know that we had elections August 20th.
Oh, okay.
So I'm planning on it. So I'm likely to vote.
And is that very likely or just somewhat likely?
Yes. Very likely.
Very likely. Thank you. Now, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or voting person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my... And we do have a few options in here. I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mailing ballot, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
At the polling place.
At the polling place on election day?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all backgrounds, what is your main racial background? Is it Hispanic, white, or Caucasian?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Now, and what is your age? Are you between 18 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, 66 and 75, or over 75 years old?
66 and 75.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. The first one we have is Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
And is that very unfavorable or just somewhat
very
unfavorable? Thank you. Then we have Jack Mariano.
I haven't heard of him.
Thank you. Then we have Chris Knuckle.
Haven't heard of him.
Gabrielle Papadopoulos.
Haven't heard. I'm new to Florida, so I don't know
that. Okay, that's fine. And what about Christina Fitzpatrick?
Haven't heard of him.
And Mike Fasano.
Haven't heard of him.
And Elisa Yeager.
Haven't heard.
Thank you very much. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. If the Republican primary elections for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Michelle Mandarin or John Legg?
I don't know. I'll have to do research.
And if you had to choose today, based on anything that you've heard in the news or anything, which candidate are you leaning towards, Michelle Mandarin or John Legg?
I don't know. Like I said, I guess I've got some research before August 20th.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the Republican primary elections for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Christina Fitzpatrick, Gabriel Papadopoulos, or Lisa Yeager?
Honey, I don't know because I don't know these candidates.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, then. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. I tried my best. Mm-hmm.